Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a minute or so your way. We're on Shabbos 101. The Gemara talks about the idea of a basket, proving this concept. Rav Nachman cites a brisa in which Rabbi Yossi, the son of Rabbi Yehuda, says that if one stuck a thin beam less than 4 tefachim wide in the public domain and put a wide basket on top of it, one is liable if he threw something into the basket, implying that we extend the walls of the basket down, making it a private domain. This, to me, brings to mind the idea of the basket of life. We talked about it on the Parsha Shir last week, but it's the idea of the mashal, the parable, how we're only here in this world for 120 years, hopefully. What we're supposed to do here is get every precious diamond, every precious mitzvah that we can, putting it in our arsenal, putting it in our basket for life, and hopefully accruing as much mitzvahs as we can. The only thing we take with us after this world is the mitzvahs that we did, the good name that we acquired for himself. Kana Shem Tov, Kana La'atzmo, and Keter Shem Tov is better than Keter Melucha and Keter Kahuna. That's the best type of crown you could get, the crown of a good name for yourself. In this world, we're supposed to take that basket of our life and fill it, besides for life experiences, but really with mitzvos and Torah and chesed, doing good things as much as possible. It brings to mind the idea of the mashal. A guy is on the street, on the beach. We've talked about this before. He sees hundreds of starfish on the beach, and he throws in one by one, one at a time. Another guy comes over and he says, "Fool, what are you doing? You're throwing in one. Do you think you can make a difference? There are hundreds of starfish. How can you get through everyone? How can you do all of them? You're never going to be able to accomplish it. Why are you doing it at all?" And the guy responds to him and says, "I'm the fool. You're the fool, because every starfish I throw back into the sea is a starfish saved. Every one that I put back into the water is another one that I was able to save. I might not be able to save all 1,500 of them, but every single one I saved is another one that is not going to die. Every single mitzvah we could get, we have to do." Pirkei Avos says we might not be able to complete everything in this world, but we have to at least try. We have to at least start. Try to get every mitzvah you can. Try to accrue every mitzvah you can in the basket of life to get as many diamonds, as many rubles as you can. It also brings to mind the idea of the fox that goes under the fence, sees a bushel of beautiful, delicious grapes, and stuffs all the grapes in thinking that it'll never see the grape again, and then it wants to go back home under the fence, but it can't fit, and then it starves itself and goes back under the fence, and the same thing happens the next day until finally it's told by a fellow animal, "Fool, why don't you throw the grapes over the fence, and then when you go home you could eat them at your leisure. Every grape you throw over will be a delicious delicacy. Every grape is like a mitzvah. Every mitzvah you get, every mitzvah you acquire in the basket of life goes with you into the world to come. So remember that basket, just as the Gemara talks about the basket, so to take your basket with you every day. Fill it up with as many mitzvahs as you can. It's the only thing that comes with you after 120 years, the good name you acquired for yourself, the mitzvahs you did. Those will be your defending angels in Shemayim. Those mitzvos will stand by your side and keep you with you in your final journey after 120 years. Join us next time as we talk Shabbos 102 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.